This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision. Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I tend to be sort of reserved when it comes to things as they occur. I tend to be very much a trusting but verifying kind of person. Occasionally, I will see things that from my first blush, my first thought is that true? And you might not hear me talk about it for a bit, simply because I don't know. But occasionally, you know, there is a subgenre out there of people that write and do TV and everything else that they call a conspiracy theorist. Now, a lot of times, you'll hear some story. And anything coming out of the left nowadays seems like it's so crazy it could be a, quote, conspiracy theory. But then sometimes that actually turns out to be true. Now, what if you were to have asked if the virus was released from a lab in China? Or what if you asked about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines? Maybe you might have asked why doctors and nurses are not free to treat their patients according to their best judgment instead of some government protocol. Or maybe you asked about the decrease in energy, or selling our oil to China, or the problems with supply chains, or the government deficit spending, or the censorship on social media, or inflation, or food shortages, the rise in racism, the burning of our cities, our unprotected border, and the release of criminals. Did you ever wonder why everything is getting worse? Does it seem to you that I now, put out conspiracy theories? Because I kind of think there's a plan afoot to destroy Western civilization. Now, with depending on where it's coming from, dismissing questions about the decline of our country as a conspiracy theory is an attempt at intimidation in order to discourage you from further investigations into those questions. We're going to tell you your opinion and we'll let you know what it is. That kind of thing. Or even investigations into conspiracy theories themselves. Right now, I've been watching on I have a Twitter account, so I don't use it, right? I just don't ever feel like I got to put this out on Twitter. But I've been seeing Dan Rather talking about all the texts that are out there right now about January the 6th and what this is going to reveal. And, you know, Dan Rather never met a Republican anything that he liked. And he's always so gleeful. I mean, I remember even back when I was a kid, when I was 13 years old, when I was watching Richard Nixon resign, watching the glee he had at that. So, if Dan Rather comes out and, you know, all the other stuff with the exploding pickup trucks and these other things that he and CBS News have done over the time, whenever Dan Rather says anything, I just believe the exact opposite of it, just because he has lied so much in the past. Now, the other thing that I think about is maybe we should take a look at the possibility of conspiracy, since the left seems so intent on invalidating them. Conspiracy does exist. There's, as a matter of fact, certain conspiracies are illegal. You can go to jail for conspiring. A conspiracy is a secret agreement between two or more people to perform together an illegal, wrongful, or subversive act. It can be a little plan or a big one, and it may or may not involve the government. The claim has been made that conspiracies can exist because it only takes one person to reveal the plan and then everybody knows about it. That's not true. For one thing, the whistleblowers are often viewed as crackpots. Conspiracy theorists, maybe. And their message is frequently disparaged instead of investigated to determine if it is true. Also, remember this. The left controls the media, so if a whistleblower gets out there and tells 100% bona fide truth, it's going to be decried as a conspiracy theory. Let's move on. Let's talk about Brittany Griner. Furthermore, the leaders of some of the more perverse movements have stated their despicable goals outright, and their message is ignored. Now, it's not a conspiracy to look, it's not a conspiracy theory to look at Black Lives Matter and say they're Marxist, because they're all, their founders are Marxist, so their roots are Marxist. Go look at the BREATHE Act that they were trying to push. So, no matter whether there is a whistleblower or an outright admission of the plan, conspiracies are not necessarily taken seriously, so the plan can remain a secret right out in the open for everybody to see. But it just isn't true that conspiracies don't or can't exist. There have been secret plans throughout history. The genocide in Nazi Germany. The bombing of Pearl Harbor. 9-1-1. Germany's pretense for invading Poland in World War II. Any bombing or attack by terrorists. The assassination of Archduke Ferdinand. Any bank robbery. Communist control of citizens by spying on and murdering them. Communist reconnaissance missions on foreign countries. The Menendez brothers' murder of their parents. The kidnapping conspiracy by Iranian intelligence officials. The 1793 military coup called the Nuremberg Conspiracy. Espionage attempts by former CIA agents. Or the media cover-up of Stalin's famine, which resulted in millions of deaths in Ukraine. An example of a current conspiracy is the movement of hatred against humanity, which includes racism against whites and a crusade against the United States and our way of life. Now, one thing that is known. 36 years ago, the leaders of the environmentalism movement expressed the desire to eliminate human life on Earth. In 1986, Paul Taylor, philosopher and environmentalist, stated the total, absolute, and final disappearance of human beings would enhance the well-being of the Earth and be greeted with a hearty good riddance. October 22, 1989, support for human extinction was stated openly in the LA Times by David Graeber when he wished for the right virus to come along. In 2010, Bill Gates stated that we could lower the population if we do a really good job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive services. In 2020, Patrice Couillard, founder of Black Lives Matter, said that they are trained organized Marxist, and Black Lives Matter leader Lilith Sinclair admitted that she was organizing for the abolition of the United States. These movements could be tomorrow's political movement. And we have to take them seriously because they are the people who drive those movements when they get out there and state their desire. The environmentalist groups have the desire to terminate human existence. The Marxist groups want to extinguish the United States, and it should be noted that both of these groups are organized. And it is no coincidence that we're now facing the destruction of our company. And you could flip a coin as to which one it's going to be. The purpose of accusing people of being conspiracy theorists is to discredit those who notice patterns and connect the dots and ask the questions. And the goal is to shut down not just their speech, but also their thinking. So, conspiracies have happened in the past. Genocide has happened before. It could happen again. And it doesn't take a gas chamber to do it. Evil people have existed before, and they exist now. Conspiracies are always possibly tomorrow's fact. And then later on, tomorrow's history. And we ignore that fact at our own peril. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Where did my... Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, babies love a peekaboo, and a brand new world reality is defined by the limit of your senses. When your face vanishes behind your hands, as far as they are concerned, your face ceases to exist. and that's why they're so thrilled when your face reemerges. Reality has shifted. Leftists are just like babies now. They think that their sensory and sometimes pseudo-scientific perceptions define the past, present, and future. Whatever they notice about a natural phenomenon is reality, and they cannot imagine a different status. In reality, though, especially the Earth's mysteries, is not bound by the leftist infantile understanding. The Earth has been evolving for about 4.5 billion years. It has heated and cooled and heated and cooled and heated and cooled repeatedly. Continents have drifted, magnetic fields have rotated, even leftists understand how busy it's been. But the leftists are so dazzled by their recent observations that they've forgotten that the Earth is sort of a dynamic entity to be existing on top of. When it comes to historical temperature changes, let's look at the medieval warming period, when Greenland was actually green. The heat released water, creating perfect growing conditions. The medieval population boomed. Then the mini ice age began its long, slow buildup. Water froze, the rain lessened, and crops failed. Because Malthusian rules applied before modern farming techniques appeared, food became limited even as the population continued the last growth cycle. That brought famine, making people vulnerable to disease. And there was one heck of a disease coming to the fore in Central Asia. And over the next decades, the Black Death ravaged Europe, killing up to 60% of the population, all because of climate change. Not man-made climate change, mind you. Earth, sun, made climate change. Then there are the climate cycles, which are driven by the sun. Right now, we're in the middle of something called the Grand Solar Minimum, which is preparing to cool the Earth, even as we cycle through a small global warming period. Keep in mind, the modern temperature records go back at most about 170 years. And in recent years, the people behind the climate change cult, have been systematically doctoring past climate records to justify future climate predictions. So in this regard, when you hear climate denial, remember that it's meant to connote the idea of Holocaust denial. With that in mind, you can see the difference. Holocaust denial sees people denying mountains of hard evidence about a past event. Climate denial sees people denying highly contested computer-generated predictions of probable future events with a long track record of failed predictions. My point is that the leftist climate change jistas, who have amassed dangerous and extraordinary power, are ignorant about history and base all of their predictions on a very infantile and narrow base of observable data. So when they noticed that the Great Barrier Reef off Australia was undergoing some bleaching, like the baby who sees a face vanish, they concluded the reef was dying, even dead. And like the baby who at least has an excuse for that mistake, they were dead wrong. Australia's Great Barrier Reef is doing just fine, with the vast sections defying every forecast of impending doom made by climate catastrophists over the past 30 years. Coral cover on two-thirds of the iconic reef, which is seen as a bellwether of ocean health, has reached its highest level since records began 36 years ago, according to marine scientists monitoring the ecosystem. The Australian Institute of Marine Sciences said in its annual report the reef is vibrant and flourishing, although challenges do remain for such a resilient system that still maintains that ability to recover from disturbances. This all being put out by Mike Emsley. Now, Emsley, of course, makes the usual clucking about the fact that climate change is probably still going to kill the reef. Because we can't let that go. Likewise, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, which manages the reef, says despite the latest positive news, the outlook for the icon is very poor due to climate change. For these people, mentioning climate change with regard to everything is as reflexive and meaningless as a teenager sprinkling her language with irritating likes and you knows. The reality is that the reef, like everything in nature, has a cyclical lifespan, and right now it's on the upswing. We are both stewards and inhabitants of the earth, and we should do what we can to preserve its vitality and beauty for ourselves because it is so great. In the break, I was talking about the bonsai trees I raise. Such a marvel to be able to take a real tree and condition it to grow in a very small pot. But at the same time, that tree is so resilient that if I pull it out of the pot and plant it in the ground, it becomes a full-grown tree. That's how tough nature is. I can manage it for a little bit, right? I can take these trees and I can trim them back and I can change the pot and everything and give the roots a little bit more room to grow. Or I can pull them out and trim the roots back and let it start all over again. And it will. It will recycle itself. And that's the beauty of nature. Nature is more... I can't recycle myself. I've been trying to do it for a while. I'm glad that lakes aren't catching on fire from chemical contamination like they did in the 60s. Back in the day, there used to be airports with smog on the inside because of pollution. But there is no reason whatsoever for us to continue to let the climate change cultists force us back into a dark, scary, and deadly pre-modern era solely because they are such babies they are unable to understand that reality extends far beyond their limited, immediate, and very uninformed perception. We have changed with the times, but we could very easily go back, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point here is this. Back in the day, for example, if you drank untreated water from a river, a stream, a lake, during the time of Lewis and Clark, they didn't boil the water to drink. They just pulled the water out and drank it. Filled up the canteen, took off. They didn't live as long as we do, but they probably had a little bit tougher system in their gut and everything. But, you know, still, the refinements that we have now have increased our lifespan. We don't have to go back to that because while we are the stewards and the inhabitants, we are by no means the masters of the earth. The earth, if the earth decides that we're done, it has been very nice knowing you. But the earth is earth's in charge, large and in charge. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is signing into law two bills that empower federal law enforcement agents to go after Americans who defrauded COVID-19 relief funding meant for small businesses. The president addresses those who may have committed fraud.
You can't hide. We're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back what you stole and hold you accountable under the law.
Biden also announcing he'll be heading to Kentucky to see some of the flooding damage firsthand next week. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the United States is continuing to pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Blinken adding he'll be talking with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia Friday. Griner is facing 9 years in prison after she pled guilty to having marijuana oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. USA Radio News. The administration is hanging their hat on a positive July jobs report.
The United States economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate also fell to 3.5%. The Labor Department released the latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added. Today's number came in more than double what economists had expected. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China is continuing to launch military drills following a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. Republican Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy says the Biden administration is lacking in its response to the aggression.
You can imagine that they see President Biden as weak, and that's why they are being as aggressive as they are being aggressive.
The Louisiana Republican speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, in both the Heller and Bruin decisions, one phrase keeps coming up. That phrase is in common use. And in other words, how common a gun is has a direct impact on what kind of gun control the courts will find constitutional. As a result, part of the argument against modern sporting rifles, or as I call them, personal defense weapons, is that they're not commonly used. Which is not true. It is not true. They are actually the most popular firearm type in the country, with 24 million of them in the hands of American citizens. But since they're not super common in self-defense situations, I think they're not being used. Or they think they're not being used. And this is where the, you know... And when you tell them examples of this, they either don't believe you or they just ignore you. But it seems one anti-gun lawmaker may have just hosed his entire side of the gun control debate. Now, Representative Jerry Nadler, Democrat, New York, who I don't know if he'll be their representative in the 12th district, because he and Carolyn Maloney they're going against each other. So we'll see how that goes in 2022. But right now, he is in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, and he may be an enemy of our rights, but some enemies can actually be extremely helpful for our cause. And that's because Democrats are idiotic. When they say what they mean, and they do say what they mean, with some of the stuff that they say, even when it's completely wrong, they mean it. Like Cicilline saying that an arm brace turns the gun into a fully automatic weapon. Oh, my God. During a markup for H.R. 1808, the assault weapons ban that passed with the help of two Republicans, because five Democrats voted against it. If those two Republicans hadn't moved, it would have died in the House. He made remarks that are going to come to back to bite him in court, and they will come back to bite him. He said the problem is that they're in common use. With those eight words, any competent attorney could go to the Supreme Court and secure a ruling that should kill semi-auto bans, at least in terms of constitutionality. But Nadler's damage to anti-Second Amendment extremism has potential to be so much greater than that. Now, Michael Kinsey once said that a gaffe was when a politician unintentionally told the truth. And in this case, that is what Nadler did. And for those understandably unwilling to trust an anti-Second Amendment extremist, just check out the latest estimate from the NSSF. If they're willing to defy the Supreme Court, like New York and California are, then they are likely just end up making Clarence Thomas's day. Now, Nadler's words aren't the defining authority by any stretch of the imagination. It's unlikely that by themselves the courts will overturn a so-called assault weapon ban. But where his words mess up his side is that he's right. The AR-15 is the most common gun currently being sold. That's pretty common use right there in and of itself. And that will play a factor in any legal proceeding. You know, Scalia talked about you cannot ban guns in common use. AR-15s are used by citizens. They're used by law enforcement. They're used by various members of the federal law enforcement. I mean, they're used in a lot of quarters, and they are common. But where Nadler's comments hurt gun control is that this is evidence that they know it's in common use and simply don't care what the courts have to say about it. So in other words, despite the fact that they know it's going to be found unconstitutional, they just want to push it through anyway. Now, if you take and couple this with the discussion of packing the Supreme Court, and then you begin to see the game plan. What Democrats want to do is pass laws that are currently unconstitutional, then pack the court with enough of their picks so that these laws would survive legal challenge. Your rights are just pesky annoyances. And your right to keep and bear arms is just not going to be allowed. I mean, that's their thought. It's just not going to be allowed. They're bound and determined to infringe upon your right to keep and bear arms. And they know that they'll have to fundamentally change how the nation works in order to do it. This is one of these big reveals. You know? Nadler tipped the Democrats' hand with that one comment, and you should remember it going forward. When you look at the current state of affairs, let's just pick any city. Let's say New York. You got District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who lets everybody out of jail. The guy that tried to stab Lee Zeldin on stage, out of jail. Everybody else below that, out of jail. Doesn't matter whether they took a pot shot at a cop, if they took a pot shot at somebody else, they're out of jail. In New York, recently, 10 repeat offenders accounted for 485 arrests. Not all of them, of course, are murder without a doubt, but I mean, if I were to do any one of those crimes that any one of those 10 guys did, in most cases, I would be facing a lot of legal trouble. Not because I'm an old white guy, just simply because that's what happens when you don't live in New York City. The law is actually, you know, taken care of. By the same token, they have bail reform. In addition, if they are charged, right? If they do get charged with something, that's okay. They're going to be out anyway because you don't have to have cash bail. Once again, 10 individuals, 485 arrests, 10 individuals. I'm sure they're like on first name basis with the same guys that come keep arresting them. Hey, Ben, how's it going? How's the wife? Then, despite the fact that they were the villain in the Bruin decision, right? They were the ones that were slapped around in the Bruin decision. They've said, we are only just getting started. Nobody's going to be carrying guns in New York. And so they're making it as hard as they can for that simple right that every 48 other states enjoy to some, let's say 42, without any of the so-called gun safety measures in place. 42 some odd states, they sort of enjoy the very simple keep and bear arms part of it, but not in New York, for whatever reason. Now they want the cops to be able to do something they can't possibly do. You can't, if they have 1,000 people coming in one county and they want to get a permit, the sheriffs and the local cops, they don't have the time to go through 3 years of your social media. I mean, how long is that going to take if they do one person? How long is that going to take to go through 3 years of social media? And what happens if you get out there and you said, well, I've decided to vote for Trump. Does that make you a terrorist? And so they've got crime busted. They got people that will not prosecute laws. They've decriminalized lots of stuff. They have bail reform. They're emptying the jails, and they won't let you have a gun. Does that sound like they fundamentally want to change how the nation works to you? When they say something, when they're showing you this, do you see that? I mean, I would certainly hope that in New York, for example, that they would see this. And I guess we'll see how the next election goes if Kathy Hochul gets reelected. Well, I'm going to know. I know enough people in New York State that can't stand the way it goes there, but apparently they're not the majority, as an example. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We get this little missive from the former Clinton Labor Secretary, Robert B. Reich, as Rush used to call him. This comes out of a move-on email sent to members and supporters. The goal of the America First Secretary of State Coalition is to elect Trump marionettes to the top elections administration in critical swing states so that when the 2024 election comes, they will have the power to declare Trump the winner, no matter the true will of the voters. Now, understand this first and foremost. That is a projection, if you will. That is a projection. Because that's exactly what happened in 2020 with the Sorosian DAs. They got out there and they put a bunch of emergency stuff in there that was unconstitutional, and the state legislators have fixed this. Now, he continues, this is an existential threat to our democracy. And he continues the lie that two wolves and a sheep is what the founders intended for our Constitution to result in. But thankfully, my good friends at Move On are doing something they've never done in their history. Move On is running a multi-million dollar campaign to defeat MAGA candidates for Secretary of State and elect honest Democrats who will protect our democracy and count every vote. Now, understand this for what it is. This is a bald-faced lie, and it's an absolute scare tactic. And this is them telling you what the conspiracy theory is, but they're saying that we're the ones doing it, but they've already done it. They're trying to spook their little herd there, get the confirmed cultists frothing along with the obligatory naked pitch for money, and just to get that ball rolling, Steve Bannon's name is thrown out, and then the attacks get even uglier. Like, in Arizona, the leading Republican candidate is Trump-endorsed Mark Finchem, a member of the white supremacist group, the Oath Keepers, who tried to decertify President Joe Biden's win in the state and attended the January 6th insurrection. What they don't tell you in that smear is there because the object here is to demonize and destroy, was because Oath Keepers is currently in no position to fight back, is that their bylaws, conveniently hidden from public view and now only available via the Internet Archive, specifically forbid racists from being members. Section 802, restrictions on membership. No person who advocates or has been or is a member or associated with any organization, formal or informal, that advocates the overthrow of the government of the United States or the violation of the Constitution thereof shall be entitled to be a member or associate member. Also, no person who advocates or has been a member or associated with any organization, formal or informal, that advocates discrimination, violence, or hatred toward any person based upon their race, nationality, creed, or color shall be entitled to be a member or associate member. How many of you knew that? See, the Oath Keepers are made up of military people and law enforcement people. And military people and law enforcement people have worked with a cross-section of humanity, unlike the Democrats. Now, argue that and the Oath Keeper J6 conduct if you like, but don't forget the primary target, Stuart Rhodes, has not been tried or convicted except by Democrats with some assist from Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And, of course, the megaphone media. Then again, since when has a lynch mob ever been interested in due process and beyond a reasonable doubt? And since when has an actual insurrection ever been attempted by a handful of unarmed protesters being waved through open doors by the police? This is all a part of an ongoing campaign to smear and conflate Americans with traditional values as domestic terrorists and haters. And as with everything and anything progressive, it's not like they invented any original strategy and tactic. Okay. Now, what does the Secretary of State have to do with gun rights? It's not like they can pass legislation or deploy gun confiscation enforcers. Let's take a look at the duties of the Ohio Secretary of State. Prominent on the site's homepage top menu bar, elections and voting, campaign and finance, legislation and ballot issues. You think there's any place there for any shenanigans? I think there probably is. Who better to put in charge than honest Democrats who will protect the democracy? What gun owner but a hater and an insurrectionist could possibly object to that? Alternatively, you could ask what kind of power-crazed domestic enemy would oppose the goals of the much-maligned America First Secretary of State Coalition and do what you can to support and promote their efforts. As for MoveOn's latest plot to disenfranchise those who would either control or purge, a quote attributed to a well-known historical progressive socialist comes to mind, I consider it completely unimportant who in the party will vote or how, but what is extraordinarily important is this: who will count the votes and how. Of course, the other part that is unmentioned is who's going to watch the counters. Now, along with that, on that assault weapons ban that passed the House, five Democrats I mentioned earlier, they stepped away and voted no. And that should have been it. But three Republican traitors helped assure a victory in the House that would send the bill on to the Senate. One did not vote, ostensibly, so he'd have some sort of plausible deniability in November. So the two overt enemies are Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Chris Jacobs of New York. The guy sitting on his hands was Ohio's Anthony Gonzalez. I don't care about the Democrats. You can bet their vote was purely for political reasons, as everything else they support and enable more than negates the few times they vote for your way of, you know, for yourself, for your in any interest you might have. And the Republican Quislings should surprise no one who's been paying attention. Their names have come up time and again over the years trying to mandate infringements. And what follows, and this is not a complete record, but here's some of the things. Brian Fitzpatrick, he sponsored the closing of the Bump Stock Loophole Act. He co-sponsored the Bipartisan Background Checks Act. He voted for the Enhanced Background Checks Act. In 2018, he was the only Republican to receive an endorsement from the Giffords Law Center, the gun control organization founded by Gabby Giffords. He voted to expand background checks and to restrict assault weapon sales, and he voted against a bill that requires states to recognize concealed carry permits issued by other states. Chris Jacobs, he voted to raise the minimum age of purchase for a semi-automatic rifle to 21, And he subsequently dropped his re-election bid over support for banning them for all private citizens. He, too, voted to raise the minimum age and also dropped out after voting to impeach Donald Trump. So that means two of the turncoats are beyond the reach of gun owners to exact electoral revenge upon. And the last man standing, Fitzpatrick, decisively beat his primary challenger in May, with Bucks County Republicans knowing full well he was a moderate who touts his bipartisan record. That gun owners have been losing political traction in the Keystone State is self-evident, and the Dr. Oz race with him currently trailing as he's distancing himself from the Trump endorsement is a good indication of how uninspiring moderate Republicans who demoralize their natural core constituents are with you, the general electorate. And while Fitzpatrick won handily in 2020, his Democrat challenger, Ashley Ahas, may have what he lacks despite his substantial advantage in campaign financing. She knows how to get her supporters fired up. She was a U.S. Army veteran and an Apache helicopter pilot. I'm impressed. But as far as all of this goes, these turncoat Republicans, you guys that keep reelecting them, could you maybe stop? Please? You're not doing yourself any favors. Everybody in America suffers if they ban guns. Everybody in America suffers. You will either be conscripted or purged. So be prepared for that. Coming up next hour, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.